89.3 The Current. It's Thursday morning. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's happening in the world of arts in the Twin Cities?
We got some really intense stuff and creative as well. So I'm looking forward to a pretty lovely weekend. First up, there's a show, a one-woman performance by Shay Cage, who just earlier this week won an Ivy Award for her solo performance the play Grounded last year. So this is obviously an amazing caliber artist. She has a one-woman show called UGLY, or Ugly. It's on the Dowling Studio in the Guthrie Theater, and it's just one weekend only. And it's talking about cultural and generational and personal definitions of beauty. And so she's using pop culture, and she's inhabiting these multiple characters as she talks about notions of what does it mean to be beautiful and how the culture judges beauty.
I love this.
It's pretty intense. She did it a year ago at Intermedia Arts. And what I think is really cool is, and last weekend I mentioned a show as well that was also in the Dowling Studio, one woman, local performer. And that's something that's interesting to note as we have this new director at the Guthrie Theater, that the Dowling space seems to be lifting up more of the local artists and these one-woman shows, etc. So we're seeing just, it's too soon to say it's a trend. But
heading in that direction.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I just think it's really interesting to see what's being programmed in the Dowling Studio at the Guthrie Theater right now. So pretty cool. So Shay Cage's performance of UGLY, that's this weekend at the Dowling Studio. Here's another one that, you know, looks tough on the outside, but I think is going to be really amazing and delightful, which is this new adaptation of a cabaret written and performed in 1944. It's called Why We Laugh, a Terezin Cabaret. And this was written in the Jewish ghetto at the height of World War II. And so it's about these performers and how they created this cabaret and performed it. And these are prisoners. Why did, you know, how could they laugh at a time like this, right? And what did they laugh about? And what's the power of laughter in a situation like that? So, you know, there's a scholar who sort of narrates the whole show. And so you have this interaction between the scholar and then the Terezin performers as they sort of look forward and look past into the past. And it looks just amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
So, yeah. Then this is like a personal dream come true for me. I'm realizing, this is what I should do. As somebody who loves books, but sometimes I get to the end of a book and I'm like, really? That's how you're going to end it? Have you ever had that feeling with a book where you get to the end and you're like, oh man.
I think so.
Or they left something unfinished, you know, with the character and you're like, oh, that character.
But what about so-and-so?
Yeah, right. What happened? So Revolver, which is a local literary organization here in the Twin Cities, they selected six writers to write addendum chapters to novels of their choice. So this is called Addendum. It happens tonight at Majors & Quinn Booksellers. And so you'll hear addendums. They will share their completed chapters for The Great Gatsby, The Brothers Karamazov, as well as other letters to a young poet and others, you know, books that they chose and said, you know what, it just didn't sit right with me. I needed to add a little something.
I think this is a cool idea.
Yeah.
It's like fan fiction, but with kind of the justice of just having to do the ending.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, and talk about, I mean, the pressure's on with something like that. But I think it can be also really fun. It could go in a completely different direction if they want, or they can say, all right, here's what should have happened. You know, it's just, I love the idea of it. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock at Majors & Quinn in Minneapolis. It's called Addendum.
Well, we'll have information about all of the events that Marianne has discussed, the Weekend Arts Roundup entry over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News, joins us Thursday mornings to tell us what's going on in the arts world. 89.3 The Current.